One Christmas, my brother-in-law gave all his siblings and their spouses a book called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality by Peter Scazzaro. When I opened the present and saw the cover of the book, I wondered if perhaps he was trying to tell me something. I actually found the book incredibly helpful in expanding my view on spiritual disciplines. In the book, Scazzaro describes 12 spiritual disciplines that make up a rule of life. Some of them, like play, recreation, and emotional health, are surprising additions to some of the classic practices like prayer and Bible study. As I read the book, I came to realize that all of life is an act of spiritual discipline. Engaging in spiritual disciplines helps us to orient our entire lives toward God. As we explore the 12 spiritual disciplines, I invite you to consider what you're doing in each of the areas and then prayerfully discern how God might have you strengthen some of them. The first spiritual discipline we'll look at is engaging with Scripture. In Psalm 1, 1-3, the psalmist instructs us to avoid the counsel of ungodly people. Instead, we're to delight in God's law and to meditate on it day and night. Those who do so will flourish like trees planted by streams of water. Confession time. I don't always enjoy reading Scripture. Sometimes it's routine, even boring. Yet I've also experienced incredible aha moments as God has spoken wisdom into my life. God's word has often encouraged me to carry on, even in the face of a big challenge. I've discovered that the times Scripture impacts me the most is when I actually engage with what God is saying, to meditate on His words. I'd like to recommend 7 ways for engaging Scripture that I have found life-changing. The first way is to pray through Scripture. I'm currently using a Bible reading app on my phone to read through the Bible in a couple years. I like this approach, but sometimes find that I'm just reading to get it done. What has helped sometimes is to purposefully pray through the passages as I read them. For example, when reading Psalm 46, I can praise God that He's my refuge and strength. I may find myself confessing those times when I've tried to find safety outside of God. Depending on what I'm going through, I may respond to this passage by committing challenges to the Lord that need His strong helping hand. Praying through Scripture is a way to engage in a conversation with God about what He is showing me. It makes Scripture real and personal. Journaling is another great way of engaging with Scripture. When I went through the 2-year Navigator 2-7 Bible study series, we had to journal about our Bible reading each day. The approach was simple. We recorded a key idea and then applied it to our lives. Many have found that life journaling is a great way of getting into the heart of Scripture. One of the great benefits of journaling is that you can trace themes that God might be emphasizing in your life. The third way to engage Scripture is to memorize it. I want to tell you a story about someone I grew up with in Carrenport, Saskatchewan. Her name, Mrs. Husenetter. She was a spunky, godly senior. It was the summer between my first and second year at Briarcrest College when I had one of those trajectory-changing conversations with Mrs. Husenetter. She was telling me how she was memorizing Scripture. I thought, that's nice. To be polite, I asked, "So what are you memorizing?" She said, "Ephesians, and I'm almost done chapter 6. Wow, that really spoke to me. If an 80-year-old could memorize an entire book of the Bible, maybe I could do the same. I'm so thankful for Mrs. Husenetter's good example. It led to many passages of Scripture finding their way into my heart. Okay, this next idea might sound a little crazy. I've found that talking about a verse or teaching it to myself helps me engage with Scripture in a deeper way. Maybe this is just something that works well for verbal processors, but I found that when I talk about a passage, I invariably learn through the process. Studying Scripture is another good way of engaging with what God wants to say to you. Taking the time to really pour into a passage can reap huge learning dividends. It could be as simple as asking many questions about a portion of Scripture and then researching the answers. Doing word studies can often enlarge one's perspective on a passage. Using software like Logos Bible Software can also provide insight into what the original language of the text meant. Using commentaries and other Bible study tools can lead us deeper in our understanding of a passage. I find that a deeper understanding often leads to new and/or deeper applications in my personal life. In our fast-paced society, we like to squeeze everything into small snatches of time. A simple Bible study discipline that can have huge benefits is to simply reflect on what you read. Take time to think about the meaning and its implications for your life. Lectio Divina is an ancient practice of reading a passage a few times with breaks in between to process what God is saying through His Word. Before reading the passage the first time, invite God to speak to you. As you read the passage, listen for what the Word of God is addressing to you. At the end of your first reading, reflect on how the word you identified speaks to your life right now. Now, read the passage again, using a different translation. What is your response to God based on what you've read? Read the passage one more time with a different translation again. Now just rest in the Word of God and resolve to live out what God has spoken to you through His Word. That's the practice of Lectio Divina. Even though I enjoy studying the intricacies of Scripture, I find that my time in Scripture comes alive when I personalize it. Each of the approaches I've mentioned is most effective when they result in a deep application of what God is saying to us. As I look back over the 30-plus years that I've been a committed Christian, I'm convinced that an ongoing engagement with and application of Scripture has been the single most important factor in my growth as a Christian. God's Word is powerful.